Track 9, and we continue with the news stories. There aren't an awful lot more to go. This one is headlined rather surprisingly, Voulez-vous confiture avec moi? It's Marmalade Day at Tynmouth Farmers Market this Saturday between 10 and 2. Paddington is right. There's something intriguing about the bittersweet edge of marmalade on toast, said Laurie Reich of Stewed Fruit and Produce. We make 6 different varieties, but our favourite is 4 fruit marmalade, which has a gold medal from the World Marmalade Competition. On Saturday, you can taste Laurie's award-winning marmalades and get recipe ideas for using this glowing preserve. How about a marmalade fizz with Huxbeer wine for Sunday brunch? Leftover bread from Bread of Devon or Tilly's Gluten Free makes a delicious marmalade bread and butter pudding, especially if a few chocolate drops are added. You may need to buy an extra loaf for this recipe, which Paddington would be proud to put under his hat.
Swimming teacher retires after 60 years. A swimming teacher who spent decades teaching youngsters from Newton Abbott and the surrounding areas to swim has retired after more than 60 years. It's near impossible to put an exact figure on the number of children Pam Terrell has taught to swim over the years, but it is easily in the thousands. Nothing lasts forever, however, and as such, Pam has retired after having taught swimming since the 1960s. For those growing up in and around Newton Abbott, Pam will no doubt be a familiar face, having taught swimming at Newton Abbott Leisure Centre and Kingstainton's outdoor swimming pool for many years. Pam was among the small group who helped bring about Kingstainton's beloved outdoor pool, as well as the dedicated swimming club, which soon followed. She served as its manager for more than 20 years, as well as training lifeguards, handling the health and safety, and of course, teaching people to swim. "I have really enjoyed my time," Pam said. "I love being with children. They go on to do such wonderful things. Devon has many rivers and lots of coasts, and therefore knowing how to swim is so important. I've had children who've done their life saving training with me who have said, I have been able to save a friend thanks to the training," Pam added. Pam's teaching journey began at an early age. "When we were young, we would go down to Pen Inn Pool," said Pam. "When I was around 14 years old, I went to High Week Girls' School. We would go to Pen Inn for swimming lessons, but I had a friend in Ogwell who could not swim, so instead of doing my own swimming practicing for galas and stuff, I helped the teachers with the girls that couldn't swim, and that was the start." Regarding Pam's retirement, Teambridge Leisure, in a post on its Facebook page, said, "We hope you have a happy and healthy retirement, and you will be missed dearly by many swimmers and staff members. Enjoy retirement, Pam."
Fire Service seeking views on fire alarms. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service is asking the public to share their views on how the service should respond to automatic fire alarms. This comes as the fire service says it responds to an average of 16 false alarms every day due to these automatic alarms. This places an unnecessary burden on the service's resources and its ability to be ready and available for genuine emergencies, Devon and Somerset Fire Rescue says. For example, in the last 5 years, the service has been alerted to more than 55,000 automatic fire alarms, out of which just 42 needed the hose reel jet from a fire engine, which is less than 0.8%. The service is looking to see how we can reduce the number of automatic fire alarms they attend to make its service more efficient and to make sure its firefighters are able to respond to genuine emergencies. Chief Fire Officer Gavin Ellis said, "We will always attend if someone has reported a fire, and we will also always attend domestic properties such as houses or where there is a known nighttime sleeping risk. I'm aware that any change to fire response can make people feel unsettled. Any change is only to do with what we will do in response to an automatic fire alert, not the report of a fire."
work to gut Newton Abbott's indoor market hall as part of a multi-million pound redevelopment scheme is now well underway. The work, which began late last year and is expected to last until the middle of 2026, is part of TDC's £5 million regeneration project for the building. TDC's Executive Member for Economic Development, Councillor David Palethorpe, said that the Council's plans will transform the space into an attractive and dynamic place for people to gather, shop and socialise, with lots of opportunities for local businesses and a community venue for family-friendly special events and live music. In some circles, however, the plans to regenerate the Grade 2 listed building are seen as unnecessary. Newton Abbott's Town Council Planning Committee rejected the plan, with one councillor describing it as not a market anymore, but a pub. And this is described as a picture special, because there are half a dozen photos surrounding this little article. But I have to say there's a limit to the excitement that can be gained from pictures of scaffolding and demolition work.